All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So it's Super Bowl Sunday, and since we already talked about the places to watch the game, we're going to talk about the commercials, too. What about the game itself? So if the Patriots win, they'll secure their fifth championship in the Bill Belichick era. Patriots would have the benefit of receiving the trophy from Commissioner Roger Goodell, who once docked them $1 million, their first-round pick, and suspended Brady for 4 games because the Patriots allegedly used those underinflated footballs. Well, one of the best guys to break it all down on the Super Bowl Sunday is WGN Radio's Chicago Bears insider and host of The Beat, which airs weekday afternoons here on 720 WGN. That is Adam Hoge. Adam, nice to see you again.
You too, Dave.
It's been a while. I think we partnered up on the Steve Cochran show when we were filling in at one point.
Yes, we did.
Talking about food and all that good stuff, which we're also talking about tonight. So tonight's a big game. 14% of all Super Bowls have seen Tom Brady start and coached by Bill Belichick. Is this something we should ever bet against that's going to happen tonight?
It's hard. It's really hard. As I've looked at this game really over the last 2 weeks since the championship weekend, I keep looking at this Falcons team and saying, wow, they're really good. The offense is perhaps the best in all of football. Yeah. The defense is underrated, and you try to find ways that they're going to beat Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But then you get back to the fact that they're Bill Belichick and Tom Brady,
right?
And they are just it's hard to go against them. Yeah. And we can get to prediction time, and yeah. I can just go.
We're going to get there.
Well, you know, everything points to the Falcons, but, you know, I'll just go with the other team because they have Tom Brady, and that would be a completely fair argument.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so Matt Ryan has defeated 29 of the 32 NFL teams besides his own, and I think the Steelers and the Patriots, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brady, you know, this is his 7th appearance in the Super Bowl. You know, I was looking at some of the stats here, 247 pass attempts, 164 completions, 1605 on passing yards, 13 passing touchdowns, tied for first in quarterback wins, 4 of them in 2001, 3 and 14, tied for first in Super Bowl MVPs. It's kind of hard not to stack it against the Falcons, but we really have two exemplary teams here.
We do. I think on the – and actually the Falcons, part of their front office comes from New England. So they've kind of really tried to mold themselves after that franchise, which everyone wants to do. I mean, you look at any sport. I mean,
yeah.
let's go to baseball. I'm sure every baseball team is going to try to be like the Cubs now.
Right.
I think we're actually seeing that with the White Sox right now, trying to emulate what the Cubs did.
Yeah.
So that happens in the NFL. It's been going on for the last 15, 16 years with everyone wanting to be the Patriots. It's such a hard thing to do because what the Patriots have been able to do is take a guy like Shea McClellan, who just had 4 disappointing years with the Bears as a first-round draft pick, and say, hey, come over here. We'll pay you just under $9 million, which is more than he was making in Chicago, but we're going to put you in a very specialized role where we're not asking you to be the hero every single play. We're asking you to do this small thing, contribute on special teams, but be very, very, very good at what that small little thing you're doing for the greater good of this team. That's why they're so successful. They went out and got Michael Floyd in the middle of the year, former Notre Dame wide receiver who's had problems with alcohol in his life.
Right.
Got arrested in Arizona,
right.
DUI.
Right.
They cut him.
Yeah.
Well, guess who picked him up? And I think I predicted that day on Twitter. I said, guess who's going to catch the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So maybe there's my prediction.
That's
what the Patriots do so well.
Yeah. Now, these two quarterbacks, what about when they're both under pressure? Do they both perform well?
I think we've learned that about Tom Brady throughout his career.
Yeah.
Very rarely does he have a bad game in this type of situation. And actually, just if you're a casual football fan or even someone who just watches the Super Bowl every year, the one thing about the Patriots being in the Super Bowl is every single time they've played in the game, it's been a good game.
Yeah.
So I think at least we're going to be promised that.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as Matt Ryan, I think Matt Ryan is still kind of being tested. You know, he came into this year with a very poor playoff record, but he's beaten some established quarterbacks the last 2 weeks, guys who have won before in the playoffs and dominated Aaron Rodgers, you know, in the championship game. So I think he's starting to answer that question, and he's going to be the league MVP. So there's no reason to think that he can't match Tom Brady pass for pass in this game.
Now, we're also talking about the number one offense and number one defense. So the Falcons finished first in the NFL by averaging 33.8 points. The Patriots finished first in the NFL by allowing 15.6 points per game.
Yeah.
Is that important?
It is. I think these teams are very evenly matched, despite, you know, whatever the specific rankings say. They both have really good offenses, and as I alluded to earlier, I think underrated defenses. It's weird that, you know, the Patriots led the league in defenses. Like, no one even noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
I know until I read it, but yeah.
And they traded away Jamie Collins, one of their best linebackers, the middle of the year, to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That just speaks to what they're able to do. It's more about a system. I think we talk about this more in college football and basketball than professional sports, but programs that really keep churning because of their identity and what they've built, so they can bring in different players that just fit what they do. And continue to maintain consistent success. That's really what the Patriots have built. That's why they can lose guys, bring in cast-offs from elsewhere, and keep the thing rolling. Now, we'll see when Tom Brady retires, whenever that is. He seems to be a machine. It can go on forever.
I don't think it's happening this year.
That's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah,
because Tom Brady is still a big reason for all the success. But as long as he's there, they're going to be the Patriots.
Now, how important is this? Because people talk about this all the time. They look at the last four games, three games, five games where the teams played each other. The Patriots played the Falcons. The Patriots won every single time. How does that play in the Super Bowl? Is that important? Do you really trust those stats and say, well, that's the way it's gone so far?
I don't. Especially, we're talking about two teams from separate conferences. So I don't have those numbers in front of me right now, but those games must go back quite a ways.
Yeah.
So I don't know what a game between the Patriots and Falcons in 2008 has anything to do with the Super Bowl. I think, you know, if we're looking at a conference championship game between two teams from the same division where they've already played each other twice in that same year with those same, for the most part, 53-man rosters, there's always going to be some changes week to week. But that's where – because football is all about – individual matchups. Mm-hmm. It always is. That's what it always comes down to. That's why the best coaches have success,
sure,
because they're able to pinpoint weaknesses week to week and take advantage of that. That's what Bill Belichick does so well. So when you got completely different rosters from 2-3 years ago, I don't think it matters. If we're talking about two teams that know each other very well, that go after each other a lot, then maybe it has something to do with it. I throw the records and whatever out of the window for this game.
Okay. Super Bowl Madden 17 has the Patriots winning by 10, and Brady is MVP. Where do you stand for tonight's game? Where do you see predictions for scoring and all that other good stuff?
This is one of those games where I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring than maybe some others think.
Okay.
I know the defenses are still pretty good in this game, but everyone points to the offenses. I think they expect to see a lot of points. It's key for the Falcons to get off to a lead, which I don't know that they're going to be able to do. Part of what the Patriots do so well is they get off to good starts. They kind of put you in their game. And ultimately, while I like this Falcons team, I think they might actually be more talented across the board. I think the Falcons might actually be the better football team. I got to trust the Patriots' experience in this situation, the coaching. Dan Quinn's only in his second year as a head coach. Bill Belichick's been doing this forever.
Right.
So there's just too many of those intangible types of things that I think lead the New England Patriots way. And let me just say that the Bears were out in New England back in August for a week of practices. I was out there that entire week and was able to see the way the Patriots operate. I thought that week would have a big benefit for the Bears this season, because they saw that, they learned how things are done.
Yeah.
Obviously, that didn't play out that way. They only won three football games.
What?
But I do think from a front office coaching standpoint, there's some value that they gained from that week that maybe translates going forward. But I guess my point there is just back in August, you could see that was a Super Bowl team just from practices. And no one's surprised that they're here. And I think they're going to win the Super Bowl again.
All right. Now, do you – you're so focused, I'm sure, on the game. Are you one of those guys? Do you care about the commercials? Do you care about the halftime show? Or is that just part of the experience to you?
Yeah, I do. And it adds to the frustration for me watching the Super Bowl, because I'm so, like, regimented to – especially with a young 2.5-year-old at home – when I have like a sports game on, which is part of my job to do that,
right?
It's like during the commercials, okay, run around the house real quick, get this, and this done. And you can't do that during the Super Bowl. You got to be glued to the commercials. So a lot of people don't like to watch the commercials ahead of time because now you can find them on the internet. They're all out there
already.
Which
is kind of crazy,
I'm actually one that will do that.
So you can get them out of the way.
I got to knock them out somehow.
So when you know it's coming, you're like, I can leave the room.
Because there's so many people at your Super Bowl party that don't really care about the game.
That's true.
I have to care about
that's
game.
True. There's almost a silence, an eerie silence during the commercials than during the game itself,
everyone's
right?
talking during the game.
And
see,
complete
that's,
silence.
And this is another thing where I talk about this every year on our weekend show. I prefer to watch the Super Bowl home alone, which is very – I know that's weird.
No, and it's not. And if you're going to watch the game, that makes sense to me.
I need to be able to hear the game and really understand what's going on. And when you're at these parties, that's hard to do.
Well, catch Adam Hoge every day, either blogging or on the air at WGN Radio and at WGNRadio.com, and, of course, on the beat. And you'll be on today.
Yeah, we have a Super Bowl preview show. We do this every year. It's a lot of fun. We'll be going straight into kickoff. So starting at 3 o'clock later today, we'll get you Super Bowl fix it.
The most hyped and highly anticipated Super Bowl commercials coming up next on 720 WGN.